What separates a forgettable character from one who lives in our minds long after we close the book? Consider Tom Ripley, whose layered deceptions and impenetrable void at his core made Patricia Highsmith's creation unforgettable. Or Omar from The Wire, simultaneously a shotgun-toting vigilante and tenderly affectionate lover. These contradictions don't just make characters interesting, they make them real. Character creation isn't about filling out questionnaires or mapping personality types. It's about understanding the mysterious alchemy between deliberate craft and intuitive discovery, between what we plan and what surprises us on the page. Some writers experience characters as pre-existing beings they simply uncover. Playwright Martin McDonagh described his characters jabbering at him incessantly, as if they existed somewhere waiting to be found. Others build characters gradually through persistent refinement, like Michelangelo freeing figures from marble. The truth? Most writers alternate between both approaches, starting with an impression and developing it through scenes that evoke conflict, desire, and vulnerability. This explains those magical moments when characters surprise their creators. After doing the hard work of developing specifics, your unconscious transforms raw material into something organic. Like Geppetto with Pinocchio, you work lovingly until your creation takes on independence. But here's the crucial insight. A character's source is merely a beginning. Becoming wedded to your first impression leads to mere elaboration rather than true development. Characters who truly live must change and surprise you, contradicting initial impressions in credible ways. The dream image needs a story. The real person needs an imagined inner life. The archetype needs flesh and blood. Every unforgettable character embodies five essential elements. First, desire forms the crucible that forges character. Without it, stories remain stillborn. Human desires are complex. We want what we can't have, don't recognize our true longings, or suppress them entirely. In HBO's Luck, Chester Bernstein's goal of buying a racetrack allows exploration of his deeper needs through interactions revealing different personality facets. When desires are thwarted, characters adapt through responses ranging from psychotic to mature. The most compelling adaptations, obsession, addiction, denial, typically involve both deceit and cowardice, requiring insight and courage for resolution. Vulnerability creates an irresistible undertow, pulling readers toward characters, whether through physical wounds, unemployment, or moral jeopardy. Secrets create tension through contrast between what's revealed and concealed. The most powerful are deep and fiercely protected, things that would forever change how others see the character. Finally, contradictions arouse curiosity by defying expectations, revealing deeper complexity that makes us lean closer, wondering how opposing truths coexist in a single person. How characters interpret the world through their senses reveals their inner life. In Don Carpenter's Hard Rain Falling, Jack Levitt observes two girls with wolfish faces and children's mouths grown hard, wearing black dresses with bright blue pumps, attempting to emulate 4-bit New York whores. This fusion of outer sensation and mental evaluation anchors character to moment. Gender matters when roles violate personality. Sexual attractiveness shapes how characters navigate the world, bringing advantages and burdens alike. Understanding characters across racial lines requires genuine research, writing with cops, talking to people from every walk of life, listening intently. Age profoundly shapes worldview. The young embody fearlessness or naivete, like Scout in To Kill a Mockingbird, whose curious need to understand allows Harper Lee to present Macomb County with lingering puzzlement. Middle age brings different challenges as time skims chances thinner. Even clothing reveals a character's relationship to society. Those claiming indifference make a statement by that very choice. The psychological dimension is crucial to characterization. Envision emotions in specific scenic contexts. Imagine triggering events and how they affect interactions. Fear exists on a spectrum from panic to unease, arising outside conscious control. It's the invisible companion in every meaningful scene, as characters facing conflict confront both adversaries and their own terrors. Fear often hides behind other emotions. Anger masks helplessness. Resentment conceals fear of being overlooked. What characters love connects deeply to what they want. Even villains need love for contradiction and depth. Pain frequently forges hatred, as with Ruth Fowler in Killings, whose son's murder leaves her obsessed with vengeance. Shame arises when one's standing in a valued group is undercut, resulting in withdrawal of love or approval. Guilt concerns violating one's own moral code, regardless of whether others know. Redemption stories require previous guilt or shame, but the best recognize guilt's indelible stain. Family relationships fundamentally shape identity through formative experiences that inspire, shame, or embolden. Heroes are often orphans to allow unencumbered travel, yet identity formation typically involves struggling against parental influence. Even when physically absent, their presence echoes through mentors, villains, or internalized voices. Marriage contains immense conflict potential, pitting commitment against desire, stability against adventure, loyalty against freedom. The core question? What did each partner sacrifice to stay together, and has what they gained compensated for what was lost? Friendship represents the ultimate human bond, freely chosen, sustained through mutual consent, uncomplicated by obligation or desire. A character's name provides continuity, yet remains fundamentally social, given by others, reflecting identity among others. Consider evocative names from The Wire: Stringer Bell, Proposition Joe, Bubbles. Understanding your character's relative place regarding income and social connections reveals what opportunities they have or lack. As Stella Adler noted, asking what work a character does may be the most important question. Each job requires specific personality traits for dealing with bosses, subordinates, customers, and competitors. Change is story's essential element. Characters undergo transformation, a crisis of insight revealing errors in self-conception, or growth, gaining confidence without addressing core limitations. Every protagonist's journey follows one of three fundamental questions. In Can I Get What I Want stories, protagonists pursue clear objectives against formidable obstacles. In Slumdog Millionaire, Jamal appears on Latika's favorite game show, hoping to win enough for them to escape together. The moral: with sufficient determination, we can realize our dreams. In Who Am I narratives, protagonists discover shocking truths, forcing them to confront their identity. In Up in the Air, Ryan Bingham embraces rootless existence until falling for Alex Gorin, only to discover she's compartmentalized him away from her actual family. In What Must I Change to Get What I Want stories, protagonists overcome internal limitations to achieve goals. In Precious, Clarice faces her change or die moment, accepting genuine affection. She can't fulfill her dream of a loving home unless she admits she's worthy of love. This type evolved from conversion tales, enhanced by psychoanalytic insights linking internal change to external achievement. Understanding which question drives your story clarifies structure and meaning, guiding every scene toward its inevitable conclusion. Characters don't live only on the page. They live in you, transforming you as you transform them. Voice encompasses style, worldview, and attitude, the expression of unique humanity through words, elusive yet essential. Dialogue isn't casual conversation, but purposeful action. Characters use words to persuade, challenge, manipulate, hide, reveal, and jockey for status. Beneath every exchange lies subtext, the unspoken currents of power, emotion, and intention that give dialogue its true meaning. Scenes externalize inner conflicts through dramatic action, forcing characters to weigh options and make choices. In Arthur Miller's The Price, brothers battle over their life choices, each embodying the other's doubts. More engaging than self-reflection, because we witness competing moral philosophies clash. When characters surprise us, refusing to behave as planned, we're not losing control. We're discovering something profound. In a sneaky, subtle way, you become who you imagine. Create characters who challenge you, who frighten you, who reveal parts of yourself you didn't know existed. In breathing life into them, you breathe new life into yourself.